kid, was back-to-back games much of a factor in tonight's effort?
Maybe not physically, but mentally. We just made a couple crucial mistakes at bad times, and I liked our first period, and then all of a sudden a couple of big mistakes, and we're playing catch up the rest of the game.
You talk so much about negative momentum this year from the power play. How much did it give you positive momentum? Kind of got you back in the game in the first period and got you.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to watch in the first period. I mean, we were moving around. We had a couple chances, and it was fun to watch. And all of a sudden, in the next period, we have a turnover, and all of a sudden it's a 2-on-1, and that's a momentum killer right there. I mean, we know it's tough for us to battle back and get some goals, but when you let one up like that, it's a backbreaker.
Were those odd man rushes what cost Hotson and Mazaros their ice time?
No question.
Those are just mistakes. Experienced guys can't make.
Right? You can't. I mean, I could see. You know, Greg Rinko was out there one time. He made a should have took the stick on this guy. And you can understand that with a young guy. But when you're talking with that many years' experience, it just it's unacceptable. When you're changing, trying to change a culture and trying to change the approach which we want to implement in Buffalo, those type of plays and approach can't be tolerated.
Coach, it was a shame Grigorenko had problems with Thorburn on that goal, because there were a couple of other defensive plays I thought he did really well on. He had Ladd the one time and lifted his stick and stayed with him. And as I said, I was going to talk to you about those two, and then the goal happened.
Yeah, I mean, for him to come up and but if everybody else is going, he wouldn't see that much ice time, and he wouldn't have been out there in that situation. So it's not so much his fault. It's the people that should be out there who weren't out there, and all of a sudden you put a young kid out in a position. But it's one of those things. We'll show it to him on the video, and hopefully it's a big learning curve for him.
George's remains close.
Close. Like I said, now we got 3 days in between the next one, so I think he'll be a lot closer now than he was today.
Anything new on Mitchell?
Mitchell, that's the same thing. We're getting some report. It looks like it's a week-to-week thing, not day-to-day. So he'll be out at least a week.
Coach, you have a lot of back-to-backs coming. You haven't had too many yet. This is going to be a learning experience for back-to-back games, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's... it's not. I mean, we got in a half decent time. We got some rest, and we got our nutrition. But what's in between the years is what and what's inside the heart. I mean, you have to battle. You have to compete, and you can't let somebody steal a puck from you when it's a 1-1 game, and you're on the road and you're trying to get some points, and you can't pretend to block a shot, and they score another one. So those are the type of things that you got to do better.
Tough loss tonight, but how nice was it to come in here on the winning streak and winning 10 of 13 games and getting back into the playoff race in the Eastern Conference?
Well, yeah, you know, that's good what we'd done yesterday, but today is what we're worried about, and we just got to learn what we've been doing right, and we just want to continue it. And certainly, you don't want to forget what you did. I mean, we're happy where we are, but now we know where we want to go.
Thanks,
Coach.
Brian.